Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. And a 4-2 defeat on Sunday at Chesterley Street. But I was just talking to you off air. It's a lot closer than the last time we played Chesterley Street, and certainly a lot better performance than last week in the season opener. So, I mean, what have you taken from the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one to take. Like you say, with the Newcastle game, we was coming away with a lot of learning from the game and a lot of things we needed to focus on the week just gone, and in prep for Chesterley Street today. Coming away from here today, except, you know, a few chances in front of goal and being caught on the counter on occasion, then there's not much we can take away from it. The players have been absolutely outstanding today. And for a manager, when your team is so dominant, they've done everything you've asked. They've been the best team in every single format of the game except the scoreline. It's a tough one to take.
Two goals from Kate O'Gara, who returned this afternoon. We had a chat, didn't we, before the Newcastle game and after the Newcastle game about the selection problems you had with players' fitness and that. I mean, was it a bit better this afternoon?
Well, we got Kate back and we got Anya back, which was massive for the team and gives us a bit more balance in both midfield and defensive units. We've still got seven out. So, like you say, we're still trying to fix the jigsaw with pieces that potentially don't always fit. But Kate being back today was a massive positive for us. And like you say, she's contributed with two goals, but it's everything she contributed alongside that as well. She was a real voice out there on the pitch. And I know you want to hear, Ben, but we've drove them from the first minute till the 90th minute. And, you know, Kate and a few of the other players have been instrumental in that. And like you say, that's what's worse, because we haven't come away with even a point.
So the learnings from this, I mean, 2-0 down at half-time, but then a good team talk sees you go 2-1 behind early doors in the second half. But it is just about those learnings, isn't it? About counter-attacking, and, you know, there's no easy games in this league, and clearly the opposition can get you on the break.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, it was a very different game from the Newcastle game, because Newcastle come and brought the game to us, and like you say, we tried to match them head-on, and There were things we come unstuck with. It was a very different game today. We've dominated the ball and had so many chances. Like, it's football at the end of the day, isn't it? You've got to score more than the opposition. But we're not happy with the result, but the performance was a massive step in the right direction. And the fine margins of, you know, putting away your chances, preventing shots, or preventing opposition trying to clear the ball. And, you know, I know it sounds simple, but it's that transition from attacking and being so dominant to reacting and being switched on defensively as well.
So next up, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst Park against Bradford City. What's your take on this game, and are you expecting some more bodies back?
We have Liv Smith back, who wasn't here today. We more than likely lose Abby Hunt through work. And then the injuries and the isolations are pretty much as they are. So it'll be a similar squad, and we'll be demanding a lot of them when they've put a big, massive 90 in today. So we've got to brush ourselves down and get ready for that, because, you know, Bradford's going to be a tough game at home, but it's one we're certainly looking to get 3 points from.
And final question, Tom, as well. I mean, it is going to be under floodlights back in the main stadium. I mean, what's your message to the FC faithful who'll be there in good numbers like they were last Sunday?
Yeah, 100%. Just keep the faith with us. The results are a bit disheartening, but for those that saw the performance today and for those that didn't, we're certainly moving in the right direction, and things are going to click, like say, when we've got a full squad to work with, and I'm still confident we're definitely going to challenge in this league.